Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Matthew 5 verse 8. If we are pure in heart, we will see the hand of God in everything that happens to us, even those things that hurt us and cause us loss, pain and hardship. The Apostle Paul also therefore wrote in Romans 8 verse 28, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." If we seek Jesus with all our heart and purify our heart of evil, we will gain understanding and see the hand of God in everything. We do not always understand at the time when things happen to us, but if we stay with Jesus, He will give us understanding. We are often disheartened when things seem to be against us, when it seems as though God has left us, when things do not work out as we expected, but that is because our hearts were not pure and we are not focused on Jesus and His kingdom. It is because we are focused on our own desires and our own insight. Believers often turn against God. They hate and curse God when the trials of life come against them, when their faith and loyalty to Jesus is tested. The wickedness in their heart, their lack of faith and trust in Jesus, is exposed by their bitterness, resentment, and outbursts against God. If you have allowed resentment against God, fear, hatred, anxiety, depression, and anger against God to come into your life, it is because you are not pure in heart. You need to repent. Plead Jesus' forgiveness. Turn from your animosity. Turn from your doubt and unbelief. Purify your heart and you will see God. You will experience His peace in your heart. All God's ways are loving kindness to all people. He is good to everybody. But the wrath of God comes on the disobedience, those who do evil and who are evil of heart. Be reconciled with God. Repent of your evil. Invite Jesus into your life. Obey Him. Stop sinning. Repent. Purify your heart. Be baptized in water for the remission of your sin. Be holy. Live in obedience to Jesus. You will experience His peace and you will see His hand in your life. Seek Jesus with all your heart. He is our guide and helper. We do not even know rightfully what and how to pray. But if we are born again and have received the Holy Spirit, we can pray in tongues and the Holy Spirit will pray through us according to the will of God. We read in Romans 8 verse 26, "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for all of us, how will he not also, with him, freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes. Rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Purify your heart and let Jesus dwell in you. Do not allow doubt, fear, unbelief and sin into your life. Live for Jesus and you will see the hand of God in your life. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.